Blog Talk Radio.
Black Renaissance, white gold, white gold, white gold. Black Renaissance, white gold, white gold, white gold. Black Renaissance, white gold, white gold. Black Renaissance, white gold, white gold, white gold. It's a new summer era. We don't wanna see the heroes. We fighting against each other. It's the love that we need with one another. You understand? Trust might be love. Knowing through all, keep on going. Black Renaissance, white gold, white gold. Black Renaissance, white gold, white gold, white gold. Gotta get on your grind, don't confuse your mind. Let that dream come true. Stop playing a fool, chatting to my soul. Praying for forgiveness, never get lost in the world of sin. That's while I'm trying my vision. Seeing knowledge is given, knowing what's been hidden. Living life, only good intentions, not playing the victim. Standing by strength of perfection. Success is your best liquid. Becoming one of noble reflection. Positive vibration in the spirit. Turning for the moment with a blessing. Remember this lesson. Truth be told through these confessions. Why you guessing? Stop stressing. Stop stressing. Black Renaissance, white gold, white gold, white gold.
Good evening, everybody. Happy Sunday. Welcome to another India Morel production, Dollhouse Radio. You're listening to Urban Society. I'm your host, James A. Jones. Our caller number here is area code 646-595-4038. Again, that's area code 646-595-4038. Okay, we have a few issues to go into tonight as usual. The first issue will be a continuation of the issue we last left off on last Sunday, which is the father issue. And then after that, we're going to get to the Congressional Black Caucus. And then the third issue will be an issue called colorism. We'll get to that as we get to that. And the fourth issue, if we get to that, would be Essay on Nigger and Becky Word. So with that said, let me also say that the opening song that we heard is called Black Renaissance, and that's from a young woman named Kimber. That was Black Renaissance from Kimber. Okay, so let's get right on into the show. But also, well, being that tomorrow is Memorial Day, I had dug up something on the internet pertaining to Memorial Day, just what its meaning is and how it came to be. So without further ado, I'm just going to get on into that. Okay, I was just noticing this fan here blowing blowing air and blowing my papers around. I'm going to have to cut that off in a minute. But okay, what I have here is early observances of Memorial Day. The article I have here says, the Civil War claimed more lives than any conflict in U.S. history, requiring the establishment of the country's first national cemeteries. By the late 1860s, Americans in various towns and cities had begun holding springtime tributes to those countless fallen soldiers, decorating their graves with flowers and reciting prayers. And did you know, each year on Memorial Day, a national moment of remembrance takes place at 3 p.m. local time. I hadn't known that. And the article goes further to say that, it is unclear where exactly this tradition originated. But it goes further to say that on May 5th, 1868, General John A. Logan, leader of an organization for Northern Civil War veterans, called for a nationwide day of remembrance later that month. The 30th of May, 1868, is designated for the purpose of strewing flowers or otherwise decorating the graves of comrades who died in defense of their country during the late rebellion and whose bodies now lie almost in every city, village, hamlet, and churchyard in the land. He proclaimed, the date of Decoration Day, as he called it, was chosen because it wasn't the anniversary of any particular battle. So we see that's what Memorial Day was initially called, the Day of Decoration, or the Date of Decoration. And the article goes further to say that on the first Decoration Day, General James Garfield made a speech at Arlington National Cemetery, and 5,000 participants decorated the graves of 20,000 Union and Confederate soldiers buried there. Many northern states held similar commemorative events and repraised the tradition in subsequent years. By 1890, each one had made Decoration Day an official state holiday. Many southern states, on the other hand, continue to honor their dead on separate days until after Memorial Day. Let me get that right. It says here that many southern states, on the other hand, continue to honor their dead on separate days until after Memorial Day, as Decoration Day gradually came to be known, originally honored only those lost while fighting in the Civil War. But during the war, World War I, the United States found itself embroiled in another major conflict, and the holiday evolved to commemorate American military personnel who died in all wars. It goes further to say that for decades, the Memorial Day continued to be observed on May 30th, the date Logan had selected for the first Decoration Day. But in 1968, Congress passed the Uniform Monday Holiday Act, which established Memorial Day as the last Monday in May in order to create a three-day weekend for federal employees, and the change went into effect in 1971. The same law also declared Memorial Day a federal holiday. Interesting. I hadn't known that like that. That Memorial Day, as is called Memorial Day, was actually established or written into law or went into effect in 1971. Interesting. So that's Memorial Day. And understand also that it came about primarily because of that bloody conflict that took place with the northern and southern states of this country. The Civil War, fighting over slavery. Interesting. But as the article had also put out there or delineated, the southern states initially had a different day in which they honored the dead that fought in that war. Because I guess at first, well, I don't know for sure if at first, but perhaps the northerners, the northern army just wanted to, but then again, they did say that they would strew flowers on both graves because northern and southern soldiers were buried at Arlington National Cemetery or in the various battlefields that were in this country at that point in time. So I guess the northerners wanted to, they felt that both sides could participate in the day of, what do they call that? The day of decoration. But, you know, Southerners, they still felt whatever they felt and didn't want to have nothing to do with Northern sentimentalities. Okay, I'm okay. I'll just continue on here with other articles of the show. We just there heard about Memorial Day and how it came to be established, which was through the Civil War, and which is also a reason why I always, whenever Memorial Day came about, once I became conscious of what is taking place in our world and what has taken place in our world, I always, when celebrating or thinking about Memorial Day, I always thought about, you know, the black Civil War soldier, because they were ones who really had a cause to fight for. And in that cause in which they had to fight for, they fought well in that cause. Have to, well, give them their props. Nobody else did, but those of us who know, well, as myself, I give them their props. I reflect down upon them more so than any other soldiers in any other war. Because we can take a World War I. They say it was the war to end all wars. But it wasn't. And in that war, black soldiers were segregated. Fought, died, but were still segregated in that army of that time and in society of that time. World War II was, how did they build that war? I think it was a fight for democracy or something like that. But still, blacks initially fought in a segregated army then too, as we were segregated in society. But however, during World War II, or directly thereafter, it was when the armed forces were integrated. No more segregated units per se or per law. And we go on down the line. The Korean War, I mean, another thing there, but what were they fighting for? Whose freedom? The Vietnam War? What were we fighting for? Whose freedom? And then we can go, the Iraq War? What were we fighting for? Whose freedom? And wars coming on down, Afghanistan, Libya. So to me, those soldiers, in my opinion, who really deserve, you know, the honors are those black Civil War soldiers who really have something to fight for. And God bless them having done that, because we are here today and we are freer than what we wasn't. Okay, moving right along. Okay, I wanted to read into the show something that had happened on Facebook just yesterday. I had to delete a Facebook friend. And naturally, I had to write about it. And what I had written here was that I had to delete a Facebook friend. I won't mention her name. Maybe she might get me in trouble if I do. Anyway, I had to delete a Facebook friend. She's a Hillary Clintonite. She wants no one talking ill of her chosen female goddess, Hillary Clinton. She refuses to believe facts about Hillary Clinton, if those facts aren't pro-Hillary Clinton. One fact I stated about Hillary Clinton is she's currently under Justice Department investigation. I then put forth a question, such as, shouldn't our Constitution have a provision that if anyone is under investigation by the Justice Department, that in itself should disqualify anyone from running for the office of the presidency? This was one of the deleted comments from her timeline. I had gotten a Facebook notification, unable to post. She is also that kind of Facebook person who has no problem posting words about Hillary on your timeline, but if you respond with contrary words about the posting, she'll delete your comment, but post some derogatory words about your comment and respond disparagingly about your mental faculties. Yet she's the type that totally misperceived the observation that when you point a finger at anyone, four fingers are pointing back at you. Thus, I had to tell her, bye. And she's also an African-American woman who's voting for Hillary Clinton and is a serious Hillary Clintonite, as I call such people, diehard Hillary Clinton supporters. Anyway, it's 15 minutes to the hour. We're going to go into our first song, which is going to be from Myla J featuring Drake and Future from the CoverGirl mixtape. Here we go. The song is called Diamonds. Okay, I don't see it working. Are we having this issue again, huh? Nope, I don't see it working. No, it's not working at the moment. And there may be something going on wrong here. So just a second. Yes, just a second. I'm going to have to try and disconnect. I'm wondering if I can do that. That is, disconnect and then come back to the show, because I may have done something wrong in the beginning. I don't know how this is going to work, and it's too bad that I can't even play the music. I don't understand this at all. Because right now, I'm not even sure if people can hear me or not. I'm not sure at all if people can hear me. I'm really wondering if they can or cannot. I'm just wondering. I'm going to have to try and disconnect, so you all just bear with me for a moment. I'm going to try and disconnect and then come back in. So just bear with me just for the moment. Urban Society will be right back. Okay, I see I have been reconnected, but I don't see any change. I was trying to pull the song up from Diamond, but anyway, well, being that it's not working, and I hope that I'm being heard. So let us continue with what I was doing. We're just going to have to forego the music, because I'm not able to bring it up. Interestingly. Okay, so we're gonna just continue right along. As I was just speaking into the show about that Facebook friend, I had to unfriend her. That's the phrase that is used. I had to unfriend her because, like I said, we were talking about Hillary Clinton, and she was so pro Hillary Clinton that she couldn't stand to hear anyone speak truth about Hillary Clinton and or speak disagreeably about Hillary Clinton. And what I found was that as I would post or write out something concerning Hillary Clinton, unfavorable, naturally, because I know Hillary Clinton, like I always say, she is immoral. She is one of those immoral persons. And then again, this person whom I was speaking with, because I was speaking about Hillary Clinton in that fashion, she even wrote back something about how I was misogynistic. In other words, because I was against Hillary Clinton or didn't like Hillary Clinton, I therefore was against women and didn't like women. Ridiculous. And then again, that was totally an illogical statement to be made in the first place. Just because I don't like Hillary Clinton or won't vote for Hillary Clinton, I don't like women and therefore wouldn't vote for any woman? No, not even true. But to hear her tell it, that's how she reasoned. But then again, prior to now, my thinking had been concerning her that her reasoning faculties were okay. But it seems when it comes to Hillary Clinton, she is totally unreasonable, totally. So anyway, concerning that, I had some other Facebook friends who had replied to my posting, what I had posted about that that former Facebook friend, me having to have unfriended her. Indeed. Anyway, another Facebook friend had posted, he said, can't speak on your friend except to say that I know many like that, but the issue about being barred from running when you are under investigation, I can speak to that. If it were that easy to stop somebody from running, then every candidate would be under investigation for something. Then to that, I understood what he was saying, and that could be true, as I had responded back to his posting. What I had responded back with was yes and no to then every candidate would be under investigation for something. It would be based upon the severity of the offense being investigated. I had also mentioned my comment to her that with Hillary, are we to assume the COINTELPRO is still in effect, but directed toward Hillary at the moment? And I said, you know, LOL, laughing out loud. But also, that comment was deleted, because actually that comment was within another comment that I had that she had initially deleted, because she didn't agree with it and felt, I guess, offended by it. And then I had another another Facebook friend. Yes, no. Another Facebook friend had just texted back, OMG, OMG, oh my God, LOL, politics. That is, oh my God, laughing out loud, politics. And then I had responded to that by saying, yes, there are those of us who can disagree without being disagreeable. Then, too, there are those who can't have disagreement without being disagreeable. And then I had written, I had also written there, but I didn't write out the whole thing with my printer. But I never will forget this situation. What I had written also was that I'll never forget the time I was having a conversation with someone whom I had thought was more friendly than they turned out not to be. I realized they weren't as friendly as I thought, because during the conversation or argument that this guy and I were having, he told me not to say a certain thing during his and my conversation or argument, and I said it anyway. Oh, my goodness. Anyway, I said it anyway, and he hit me in my mouth. I mean, he actually punched me in my face. He really did. But naturally, he got punched back, because I don't play that. Yeah, but just to speak into what had happened or what was said, we were in a conversation. Well, let me back up and say that at this point in time, I was in Berlin, Germany, and the conversation we were on was all Germans are, well, they were maintaining, him, this guy and some other guys were maintaining that all Germans are Nazis. And I was saying, no, that's not true. You may have some and or a lot of Germans who are Nazis, but then again, at the same time, well, who have that Nazi mentality. But then again, you have some or a lot of Germans who don't have that Nazi mentality. So we were going back and forth with that. And then, you know, being that this idiot, I'll call him an idiot, of course, he punched me in my face based upon what we were talking about. He had to be an idiot. Anyway, he just said, well, more so I had asked the question, being that he was married to a German. I said, well, you know, is your wife a Nazi? And that's when he told me, yo, man, leave my wife out of this. But come on, we're trying to settle a dispute here. If he's saying that all Germans are Nazi, he must understand, too, that by his very statement, his wife has to be a Nazi, too. Is she? So I asked the question again, and he popped me in my face. And, I popped him back, and, you know, the argument didn't go any further. But I would hope that he wasn't married to a Nazi and knowing that he was. Interesting. But anyway, then I had Well, okay, this I see now that my printer has somewhat messed up on me. But anyway, another Facebook friend has said that I'm also an African American woman, but I choose not to vote for Hillary Clinton. This woman has passed secret trade agreements that weaken our economy and promoted the offshoring of our jobs overseas. She also let the Benghazi attacks. She also let the Benghazi attacks on us happen. Then I responded to that by saying, exactly. If you'd have said to her what you just expressed, she'd have some choice words too about your intellect. She'd even surmise you're one who has internalized racism. No doubt you'd wonder how she'd come up with that based upon what you said. I didn't have a clue either when she suggested such about me based upon my disagreement with Hillary Clinton. Then another Facebook friend has said she sounds like one of those black people who can't take opposing views. I know people like her. I usually try to avoid people like her because they usually make a mountain out of a molehill out of the fact that one doesn't always have to agree with them. Then another Facebook friend has said, wow, how could anyone trust that evil woman or vote for her? Our options are so sad. And I responded to that by saying, I agree. You calling her evil, she'd have some disrespectful opinions about you too. And then she said, sounds like I'm doing something right in that case. And then she kind of winked, you know, with that, what do you call that, the emoji or whatever, those faces. Then I have someone else who said that another Facebook friend has said, I think it's important to have open dialogue on issues. It's the one thing I like about social media. I often read comments just to hear different points of view. And then another Facebook friend said that there are reportedly a lot of people on the Clinton payroll getting paid to post and troll on social media sites. It seems some people I've come across who are rabidly supportive of Hillary are either getting paid or they are just true believers, joiners, lifers. Okay, I'm having an issue here with my laptop. I have even lost the certain page here on my laptop. I have even lost the studio room. That's what we call it. So I'm gonna have to try and get it back. I apologize for these interruptions and therefore inconveniences. I'm going to have to say that I'll be right back. I'm sorry I can't play the music, but I will be right back. So you all who are listening, just bear with me. Okay.